That's right. That's right. That's right. Hear me. Hear me. Hear me.
It's the three-peat. It's the three-peat show with Chase on the microphone. He's gonna break down his favorite bands across the land. Across the land.
It's the three-peat show. With the Chase from Untitled and Unbridled.
Yes, it is me. I have returned. How much longer has it been? What is it? Been a week and a half? No, 2 weeks almost? Remember, because I accidentally put one out when I wanted to put it out later. Anyway, I've got a good show for you today. Depending on how you feel about the band I'm playing, as you can already tell from the title, I am featuring Rage Against the Machine. This week, one of my favorites that just has come out of nowhere, kind of. I don't know, I just latched on to a couple tracks, and then I just went back, and the first three albums, I don't listen to Renegades, because it's like all covers, and I mean, I know it's got some good songs, but, you know, I just don't do it. That was after Zach De La Rocha left the band. Well, I mean, he's on the album, and anyway, I just didn't want to get into it, and I haven't, and that's okay. But today, I'm going against the traditional format again. I'm going to be playing two songs from each of their first three albums. So it's going to be pretty long because they've got long songs. But I just think the guys, they have, you know, even I completely don't agree with all their politics at all. I mean, they're just, you know, they totally back Marxism and communism with, you know, the way they talk. They haven't, you know, with some of the stuff I was reading from Tom Morello, it's not like he outright says that, but he talks about people being slave to capitalism. You know, a lot of people believe that. It doesn't really offer much of a solution, but, you know, he can still have a voice. But regardless, they have a passion that a lot of people don't have, or they did. Actually, they're around now. We'll get into that. And I just want to feature them because I never get to really play them on Untitled and Unbridled, you know, the original podcast, because they always get caught up in new music and things like that, and I just feel like this would be a good time to put them out there, especially after, you know, we went with the political theme of using the Clash. And, you know, I looked up some of their influences and stuff. I don't know, it's just they kind of fused rock and rap really well from the beginning, and when I was trying to find bands that are influenced by them, there's a lot, but not anybody that really carries their same sound. So I just went ahead and decided to play a bunch of their songs. And to start off with, I'm playing stuff from their first self-titled album, which came out in 1993, which is called Rage Against the Machine. And the song I'm first playing is called Settle for Nothing, which is basically talking about, you know, being inactive in, you know, the political landscape and things like that. You know, if you settle for nothing now, you'll settle for nothing later when it really matters. I mean, that's the main coda of the song. And the first thing with you know, about their first album, so nobody plays guitar like Tom Morello nowadays. Nobody. I mean, I don't care if it's something, you know, people's like, well, it's easy, he's just messing with effects pedals. Then you do it. You can do it, but the thing is, you didn't do it. You know, there's drummers that I love that do insanely easy beats, but it doesn't matter, because if it takes the song to another level, it doesn't matter if I thought about it or if it's easy or anybody can do it. It just helped that song, and that person thought of it and heard it and made it what it is. That's how I have to say about that. But, you know, Tom Morello does a little bit more traditional soloing on this first album. And this song, Settle for Nothing, displays that in his solo. It's more traditional. And then the next song I play off of this same album is kind of melding the two, where he kind of has more traditional soloing, but then he also starts hinting at his later styles, you know, using all sorts of effects pedals and whammies and things like that. So I don't think I'm going to come back and talk. I think I want to play two songs in a row. So the first one is Settle for Nothing, and the second song is Know Your Enemy. And these are both off Rage Against the Machine's self-titled album, which came out in 1993 and went like 3 times platinum. Big time deal. And they didn't follow it up till 3 years later. But we'll talk about that when we get back. So here's two songs in a row, which I think is the first, a You and You First. Settle for Nothing, followed by Know Your Enemy. Thank you.
was freedom from the pain in my home. Hatred passed on, passed on, passed on. A world of violent rage, but it's one that I can recognize, having never seen the color of my father's eyes. Yes, I dwell in hell, but it's a hell that I can grip. I tried to grip my family, but I slipped. To escape from the pain and an existence mundane, I got a nine, a sign, a set, and now I got a name. Read my writing on the wall. No one's here to catch me when I fall. The pain in my home. Hatred passed on, passed on, and passed on. A world of violent rage, but it's one that I can recognize, having never seen the color of my father's eyes. Yes, I dwell in hell, but it's a hell that I can grip. I tried to grip my family, but I slipped. Existence mundane. I got a nine, a sign, a set, and now I got a name. Green light writing on the wall. No one's here to catch me when I fall. Cut between my culture and the system.
We'll be right back.
Which are Scandinavian dreams? I don't know. I didn't quite catch it. But needless to say, they hammer their point in your face. And I completely admire that about them, like I said earlier. And, you know, they tried to replace Zach De La Rocha originally once he left. And it's like, you can't do that. So they ended up, you know, the three instrumentalist members, which would be Tom Morello, Brad Wilk, and Tim Comerford, I believe, on bass, formed Audio Slave with former Soundgarden frontman Chris Cornell, and, you know, I mean, yeah, take it with a grain of salt. They're all right, but they're no Rage Against the Machine. So anyway, they followed up in 1996 with Evil Empire, which, you know, is home to giant hit Bulls on Parade, which you all recognize, but I'm not playing those. The first song I'm playing off here, it's called People of the Sun, which is the first track, and I just love the guitar line. You know, it's a lot of repetition, but it just works. There's not a lot I can really say about it. Anyway, this album, rave reviews as well, and much activism again. They continued in the same vein. I mean, a lot of the songs are the same, and I know that's one of the main criticisms leveled at the band. But, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? So, and the second song I'm playing is Roll Right, which I just think has cool guitar work. And I think you'll enjoy it. You know, I wanted to try and stay away from the more popular songs, except I'll break that rule on the next album. So anyway, I got nothing else to say besides, you know, this is a great album too. I think if you're gonna check Outrage, I don't think you owe it to just check out one album. Or owe it to yourself. I think you should check out all three of these and maybe go to Renegades. I mean, I still haven't even really done that. No, I know like Renegades of Funk and things like that off that album. But yeah, just, you know, start from the beginning. Start with Rage Against the Machine and just move on. I'm sure most people, you know, if you're into more mainstream type music, you're gonna want Battle of Los Angeles. But that's later on. So here we go. Here's People of the Sun, which is a shorter track, followed by Roll Right, both off of Evil Empire, Rage's second album from 1996. So enjoy it.
People come up. Turn the bass up on this one. Check it. Since 1516, minds attacked and overseen. Now call them the ruins of this empty dream. With their borders and boots on top of us, pulling out on the floor of the toxic metropolis. But how you gonna get what you need to get? The gut eaters, blood drench, get offensive like that. The fifth sunset, get back proclaimed. The spirit of Guatemala, alive and untamed. Now face the fog, now blasting out your speaker. One to one. We'll be right back.
that crack, I hijack the paper. The waivers caught fire up in your mind. Come back, rewind on time. To put the hand on the leash, yeah. The cross, the capital, the pale family, the fear in their mouthpieces. The single sister lynch, the cell doors crash. The masses from echo, echo.
So let's move straight on to the definitive album of the career, their career, obviously, which is The Battle of Los Angeles, which I guarantee you've heard several songs off of, you know, Sleep Now in the Fire, Guerrilla Radio, Testify, Calm Like a Bomb. I mean, all these huge, massive songs, and the album was gigantic. It went 420,000 its first week. I mean, keeping Mariah Carey off the number one on the Billboard 200. I mean, here's an album in a, you know, in a landscape. This is 1999, when at the end of the generation where rock became mummified with stuff like, you know, Hootie and the Blowfish and Gin Blossoms and Tonic, you know, that whole syndrome of mixed radio, the best of 80s, 90s and today. And here's this album that, you know, is inspired completely by 1984, you know, with direct quotations from the novel, in like a political landscape that's unsure. You know, you're coming up on the next election, you know, Clinton's gonna be out, what's gonna be next? And here you go. I mean, it was sandwiched between, what is it, Supernatural by Santana and Breathe by Faith Hill as, you know, number one albums on Billboard charts. I mean, Battle for Los Angeles by a communist rap rock band? I mean, come on, that's huge. And it deserves it. That's all I gotta say. So anyway, the two songs I'm playing from here, first off is Calm Like a Bomb, which most of you probably know. It was played on Matrix Reloaded during the credits. And then there's also the second song I'm playing, which we all know, if anybody's a fan of, you know, the Tony Hawk Pro Skater series, is Guerrilla Radio, which is my test-taking song. Every time I'm going to take a test at school, I listen to the song to get pumped up, and I can sing you the whole song or rap it for you or whatever, but it just, it gets me pumped like no other, and so does Calm Like a Bomb, that pre-chorus. What you say, what you say, what you say, what? Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. It's just, I love it, needless to say. So, you know, I'll come back after this and recap some stuff I've been doing this week on Rage-related. But again, you know, if you've never liked Rage and you've liked at least a few of these songs you've heard today, I strongly encourage you to check them out, because I don't think you'll be disappointed. You got to listen to the songs and, you know, find stuff you like about them. Let's, you know, and they can become a favorite of yours out of nowhere, like they did with me. So anyway, also I want to talk about their... They've gotten back together and they're playing tons of live dates, but, you know, there's no definitive plans for an album. Tom Morello definitely emphasizes that. But they are playing Lollapalooza a week from today, or a week from tomorrow. Well, depends when you're listening to this. By the time it's up, a week from today, I guess it'll be August 2nd. And I envy anybody who is out there, and say hi to them for me. But I have to see these guys sometime, at some point. Anyway, so here is Come Like a Bomb, followed by Guerrilla Radio, and I'll come back and hit you up with some boring talking. All right.
Feel the funk blast! Sensational, liminal.
side of the mill. There's a right to obey and a right to kill. There's a mass without roofs, there's a prison to fill. There's a country soul that reads post no bills. There's a strike in the line of cops outside of the mill. Cause there's a right to obey and there's the right to kill.
Can't stop us now. That is exactly the mindset I was in very, very, very early this morning. Yes, this is horribly hypocritical, but guess what I did this morning? I got up at 3 in the morning to venture out to see none other than Miss Miley Cyrus at the Today Show. I know. I just did an entire episode dedicated to Rage Against the Machine. And there I went. But I'm going to tell you, I went as a voyeur. I mean, I couldn't tell you the name of any of her songs. But when I heard some of them, I'd realized I did recognize some of them. And, you know, it's the Hanson to, you know, all you girls that grew up with Hanson and NSYNC and stuff like that. That's what it is to these girls now. But it's funny because it's a female this time that they're all after, and it was nuts. I went with my friend Allison and her friend Tim, and there was people everywhere. I mean, I went to see Coldplay a couple weeks ago there, and that was nothing compared to this. I mean, there were the lines everywhere, and so I went in the line which I judged best from what, you know, my past experience, and we, you know, Ted was such a schmoozer, we ended up getting an official area for it, and we couldn't see anything as soon as she started singing, and, you know, every kid got up on their parents' shoulders. But it was just an incredible, crazy experience. It, you know, it was like Beatlemania 45 years later. It was an adventure. I've done a lot of that stuttering today. I don't know why I'm doing that. Also, you know, I guess if you've been reading my blog, www.the206.blogspot.com, Dark Knight's one of the best movies. The past 10 years, whatever, it's overhyped, huh? Yeah, that's what you would say. And go see it. I'm going to go see Step Brothers tomorrow. I'll let you know how it is. Other music, been listening to a new Conor Oberst album. It comes out August 5th. It's actually really good. I like it a lot. Who else is... got some big stuff. I've been hearing the new Kings of Leon, which doesn't come out until September 23rd, and it's fantastic. I can't wait to put something on here for you guys. I don't really know what else is going on. I've got 2 weeks left in New York, and I'm savoring every minute of it. So, I went to this great pizza place tonight down near Union Square called Artichoke. If you're ever in New York and you're on 14th Street, it's near 1st Avenue. Between 1st and 2nd Avenue, you have to go. It's unbelievable pizza. Anyway, that's it for me. I hope you enjoyed a little rage, and I'll help you calm down by playing the three-peat outro. So I'll see you guys soon, probably next week. Bye.
This has been The Three-Peat Show with Chase Meisenheimer.